You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I want to get good presents for my kids, but I'm broke. What do I do? Let's get into it.
You here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
This year's Christmas presents better be on point.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I made you this macrame artwork. Do you like it?
That's a pass.
Wow.
That's a hard pass.
You people think we're making this up. We do, because we all work together. We do staff birthdays. And whether it's his birthday or someone else's, Glenn judges the gift giving.
That's true.
There's a winner.
Yeah.
So it's getting real on the radio show here this week. We are answering a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I want to get good presents for my kids, but I'm broke. What do I do? And Glenn, if there's one thing the people on this here radio show can really relate to, it's being broke.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think, you know, the most important tip that I can give you for gift giving is when you find the shirt that's on sale that fits, you like hide it behind the other shirts and the thing, then you come back when you get your paycheck.
That's good. That's a pro tip.
That's a pro tip there. But, you know, in all reality, we've all felt that. We all are in that kind of space where Christmas time rolls around and suddenly a giant chunk of our money is now committed to stuff that we can't afford, and that just immediately triggers a stress response. And then behind that, it gets us in this thinking of, I am letting everyone down. I'm not doing everything I need to do. And I think what we really want to do with this particular episode is how do we get away from that?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And Jed Glenn does bring up the fact that the idea of gift giving and Christmas and all stuff is tied to a lot of emotions and a lot of underlying thoughts. And I wonder if one of the ways we don't start to look at this is start picking away at what's actually going on here and what we actually want out of it.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Look, to go back to your question, this is not fun at all. You have people you care about. You want to get them nice things. You kind of can't. We're sorry. We've all been there. We know what that's like. We're sorry for it. It's also worth noting that you're not alone in what you're facing. You know, there's people who study this stuff by the numbers, and what they find is about half the country actually feels pretty stretched money-wise at Christmas. There's stuff they want to do, and they just can't. So you're really not alone. And it's also worth noting that actually a majority of people in the U.S. would rather we just didn't do gifts at all. They would just, you know, if we could just not, that would be better. And I think we've all been there. But nevertheless, you have kids, you want to get them presents, it's Christmas, the funds are super tight, so, you know, what are we dealing with? Well, I think here's the question that we need to ask, and this might seem like an odd place to start, given, you know, we have a clear problem, want to get gifts, don't have money, so, you know, do you have like a magic Walmart that sells stuff for free? Because that's what I need. But go with us for a second. Here's, I think, where we actually need to start, and that's to ask, why do we want to get these presents? We do. It's important. We get that. But why? If we can break down the reasons, the things that we're hoping to accomplish by getting these presents, then we can think more creatively about how to approach that.
That's a really fantastic way to approach that. And we'll be back to talk a little bit more about that right here on the Bridge Lounge.
Two men go to the chapel. Two men go to the church. The first steps up to the microphone to give the speech that he's rehearsed. He clears his throat and begins to brag about how clean he keeps his nose. He's well-behaved and generous. Then comes his crescendo.
With you here on the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Here's another pro tip. Go ahead and order the stuff now so you aren't that person that does the printout of it and puts it in the envelope and it's coming later. You know who you are.
Okay, now Glenn is using the radio show to criticize people in his real life.
Yes. That's right.
He's getting a little honest right here. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I printed out a sheet that said, glad to be here, and I am now reading from it.
Well, the little effort would have been nice.
Sure. Yeah.
We continue to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I want to get good presents for my kids, but I'm broke. What do I do? And Glenn, we close out that last segment with Jed giving us very good advice that one of the things we need to do here is maybe look at what we want from getting, quote unquote, good gifts for our kids. What do we want from them? What do we want maybe for us to feel out of that?
Right.
And where do we start with that?
Well, I think we do have a way sometimes, especially those of us, and I'm including myself in this, who have a bit of a past, to try and give gifts in a way that sort of make up for that past.
Yeah.
I mean, if last Christmas you barfed on Grandma's schnauzer, well, you know,
gotta get her a nice gift this time.
Yeah, I gotta get her something so she'll never remember the.
And maybe a little something for the dog too.
Yeah, sure.
A lot.
Here's the thing: is you're kind of always going to be that guy. It's an indelible impression. You're just that guy now. Sorry. So we need to get past the guilt element of that and sort of an alleviating of guilt, and really looking at what are more realistic and reasonable goals for us to have.
Absolutely, Jed. What might those realistic goals be?
Well, look, I think people generally give gifts with their kids for a combination of three reasons. One is they just want their kids to feel loved, and that's great. One is they want their kids to have nice things. Makes total sense. And another is they want to feel like a good parent, which certainly is an understandable desire. I think we want to be clear that none of those reasons are bad. There's nothing wrong with any of those reasons. But, and this is really, really important, I think we need to ask ourselves, to what extent can giving a gift actually accomplish those goals? In other words, I want my kids to feel loved. Can a gift do that?
Right.
Can a gift make your kids feel loved? I want to feel like a good parent. All right. Can giving a gift make you feel like a good parent? And lastly is, I want my kids to have nice things. Well, maybe gift giving can do that. But I think that we need to look closely and ask to what extent gift giving can actually achieve these goals that we care about.
Absolutely right. And we get into a space of using what we would call magical thinking. This kind of applies to what we were talking about last week on the show with maybe people who've had issues with their own families, their own parents, and maybe racked up a bunch of bad Christmases there. If among those was you never really got the gift you wanted, it's easy to think that, well, if the Easy Bake Oven had showed up,
yeah,
Christmas would have been good, therefore right. My childhood would have been good, therefore I would not have some of the thoughts and feelings I have about my parents today, so I'm trying to shortcut that. But as Jed is pointing out, it's really under evaluating this to just look at the material gifts on that and think it can do that much. But there are things you can do to communicate those things, and there are roles that giving presents and giving gifts can play in that, and we'll come back to look more at that right here on the Bridge Lab.
Away. What? Something away. We're alive together.
Bridge Loud.
We are with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Listen, I think we've said a lot of things about getting away from a shallow, materialistic look at gift giving, but here's what we need to focus on. If you find yourself gift wrapping tidy whities to put under the tree and you're calling them a gift, you are a bad parent. You're just bad, and you should feel bad.
A peek into the ghosts of Glenn Christmas's past.
Yeah.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I have received the package of white socks.
Yeah, that's,
under the Christmas tree.
You're a bad parent.
Yeah, that's not great.
There's also the worrisome kind of shift into the banality of adulthood when you get the, you know, the package of undershirts or, you know, underwear, and you go, no, actually, this is...
Yeah, I can use
this.
Yeah, it's
helpful. I don't have to spend $25 on these at Target. This is the greatest gift of all.
Okay. Yeah.
We are talking about gifts this week on The Bridge Loud. We're answering a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I want to get good presents for my kids, but I'm broke. What do I do? And Glenn, we had that last segment with Jed giving us some very good guidelines for what presents can do and what they can't do as far as actually making people feel love, being giving you the status of good parent,
right.
All parents rightly want. So... things that do, so if gifts can't do that, where do we focus on to get those things?
Well, I think it is about the whole rest of the year and looking at that's where the all of that feeling of love and caring comes from. I don't know, maybe we can take an informal poll of the people around the room, but I would say probably 3/4 of Christmas gifts I get are completely useless to me and a total waste.
Sure.
Now, the people, if I, and the of the ones that are really good, those tend to be the people who know me really well or sort of on the inner circle. So that's sort of a skewed thing. But what that means is I ought to have an expectation that really there's only a 25% chance you'll even want this piece of junk I'm buying you.
Sure.
That ought to set my budget a bit, but it also ought to set my expectations a bit and have me focusing on, it's not this, it might be something nice that I could say as we're hanging out over the holidays, giving a bit of encouragement. Holiday stuff is a time where everybody's sad and depressed and stressed. So that's what we need to focus on.
I think it's a great point. And Jed, one of the nice things about emotional support and nurturing and all that is it doesn't actually have to take a chunk out of your possibly limited budget.
No doubt. Being encouraging is free, man. So here's the thing is gifts can't make people feel loved. They just don't have that power.
Right.
They can't force people to feel loved, and they can't force you to feel like a good parent. Doesn't have that power either. Yeah, you know, gifts can, you know, make sure that your kids have stuff. That's what a gift is. But that's always limited by your budget. You know, and for the rest of your life, even if work goes great and you get 10 promotions, it's still limited by your budget. Nobody has infinite money, but you can actually do infinite encouragement right now.
Yeah.
You can do infinite nurturing right now. You can get amazing nurture and encouragement all day, every day. It doesn't cost you anything. You can do it right now. And if you can dig it, that's actually really, really what your kids need.
Yeah.
And that's what everybody needs. And there's nothing that can stop you from doing that. There's no price tag to it. And here's the funny thing. If you take really good encouragement and you marry it with whatever tokens that are physical that you can afford, those will be received way, way better because your kids know they come from a place of love.
Absolutely right. We'll be back to talk a little bit more about this right here on The Bridge Loud.
I've always I'm
This is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We're back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and once again, I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
You can't buy me love, but you certainly could give me a better gift for Christmas.
Yeah, the Beatles had to cut it too wordy. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Last Christmas, you gave me your heart, and that was gross.
Yeah.
We continue to answer a question about gifts that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I want to get good presents for my kids, but I'm broke. What do I do? Now, obviously, for a lot of folks growing up, the zenith of the gifts was maybe the Snoopy snow cone machine.
Sure.
And I think when we get the Uncle Glenn's secret sauce maker ready to go, it's going to sweep the world by storm.
The secret sauce!
So, Glenn, we've talked about in our day job, working with folks coming out of jail, coming out of gangs and addiction, a big kind of through line on that is I either was not there or was there to ruin a lot of my child's Christmases.
Yeah.
And the gifts that were given or weren't given are kind of seen as maybe an outsized part of that. So What do you tell people who are trying to get back on the right track with this whole Christmas thing?
Well, I think certainly it pays to look at what are my responsibilities and meeting responsibilities. But when we're talking about Christmas and gift giving and those kinds of things, we're talking about expectations. You know, how do I meet people's expectations? And that's a tough game to play because you don't quite know what they expect and they can't tell you exactly what their expectations are. So you're trying to hit this moving target. You never know when you've hit it, and you don't know when you've overshot it, and it's just pure stress. So I think part of what we want to encourage people, particularly those that we work with, and we're trying to help them live a more spiritual life, is to come away from this world of expectations and really get into a place where you're asking, what is it God wants me to do, and just live that out, and knowing that that'll be enough.
That's a great point, and Jed, I think a big part of that is, as learning to, as Glenn is saying, you're doing what you can with what God has given you, is making peace with doing what you can with what you have.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. You know, there's a Bible verse that doesn't get referenced very often, but it's a good one for you to know, and it says, God loves a cheerful giver.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing, you can't be cheerful when you're trying to give stuff you don't have. You can't be cheerful when you're trying to buy gifts you just don't have the money for. All you can be then is stressed. And so God is not looking for you to extend in a way that you really can't. But here's the funny thing. Neither are your kids either. You know, one of the things that all kids, particularly when they're younger, notice is mommy okay? Is daddy okay? And that's really, really important to them. If you put yourself in a place where you're stressed out, you're overworked, you're overtired, you're overamped in order to buy the latest, you know, Playbox 10,000, that's not good for you. It's also not good for your kids. And it's actually not what they want. Having, you know, mom be healthy, having dad be healthy and in a good place where there's good emotional health, that's actually the greatest gift you can give to everybody. And that's what God wants for you, too.
And what we want for you, and we'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
When you saved me, it wasn't me alone. There were more just like me, and you made them your own. Now we're united, yes, we're united by the blood to set us free. Brothers, sisters, my new family tree. So I got new blood, a whole new kind of family. A safe place to open up with people who understand. You understand me, that you're
your brothers, your sisters, your daughters, your sons.